Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good morning and welcome to Oracle Open World 2014 here in the beautiful Moscone South here in San Francisco. It's day two here, and it's day one for us, but day two for the event. We're super excited to be here. We've got our first interview of the day. Shay, it's pretty exciting here, right?
Oh, it's been really exciting. We got here yesterday, and just the energy out here has been amazing. Everybody's been buzzing around. It's been awesome.
Apparently, Oracle's a pretty big deal. So we're gonna go over a few things here. We've got with us from InfoSemantics, we have Miss Karen Brownfield. How are you doing, Karen?
Doing great.
Good. So we've actually had the pleasure of talking before over at Collaborate 2014 in Vegas. So we're just going to continue the conversation here. We're going to talk a little bit about the new version of EBS, which is 12.2.4, right?
Correct. It came out, 12.2 has been out almost exactly a year now. 12.2.4 came out just a little bit ago, and it's the latest release of 12.2. And one of the things that makes it exciting is they're making it to where it's more, whether you call it phone, tablet, phablet, it's becoming...
phablet, yeah, I mean, it's the way it's going, right?
Have you seen the iPhone 6?
I know. Well, the Notes have been around for a while, and they're huge, too.
Yeah. Well, so, or the mini Kindles or whatever. The point is they've recognized that people may be doing business on devices other than their laptops. You look at the people when you come into Moscone, and they've got the iPads sitting on their hands.
Strapped to them.
Yeah. But that's how people are doing business nowadays. And so what they're doing with the 12.2.4, one of the exciting things they did in 12.2.4 is it's now with a simple profile option that, like most profile options, even end users can choose their experience. So if you turn the profile option to Framework Simplified, then instead of getting this long, okay, I've got to peg through a bunch of different menus, all my favorites are now icons on the desktop.
So I can kind of customize this to how I use it.
Exactly.
That's going to boost efficiency exponentially. That's crazy. Because having to go through the same menu to find what you want every single time, it's a drag.
Well, especially if I'm an casual user. And my biggest thing is I'm a salesperson. So
right.
I want to get hold of my contacts. I want to file an expense report because I travel. I want to answer my notifications. I want to do something just really simple. I'm not looking to do the heads-down data entry of entering an invoice. I'm not doing cash applications. I'm not doing this kind of stuff. I'm the casual user. And I'm going to quote a friend of mine. Her comment, Deborah Lilly, and her comment was, you didn't take a four-day class to learn to use Amazon.
Right.
And so what they're doing with this new user interface is, and again, it's first targeted at the casual user. So when you sign in, and even if you're using what I'm now going to call the professional interface, we have icons across the top. You want to know where your favorites are? Guess what? It's a star.
Just well, like that's every, familiar
just,
to me.
Yeah, just like everything else. You want to do options? It's a gear because that's the way all the browsers have
know,
it.
Right.
That's exactly what we have. And so what this does for your average company is, okay, they're still going to spend a little bit of time training an AP clerk. The majority of training you're giving an AP clerk actually isn't how to use the applications. It's your business rules, which they have to enforce. So, but for your average end user, and all I want to do is file an expense report, well, okay, here's your iPad, go do it. And then the other thing that Oracle has done, and this part actually goes back even to 11i, is you can go out to the iTunes App Store and download an application to look at your notifications. You can download an app to file your expense report. You can download an app to do your time cards. Okay, there's three things that all employees have to do. And as of yesterday, they introduced 14 more new apps into the iPhone store. And the downloads are free, and it uses the standard eBusiness Suite security. So I can't download, for example, Mobile Field and go out and do this stuff if I haven't licensed it, because I can log in,
right.
It won't work. But they're down there, they're available, and this is all about putting the applications on the devices you use the most.
Yeah, and we're finding more and more, and myself especially, people have more than one device.
right?
Oh, yeah. I've got my iPad over there in my little bag. I have my phone on my waist.
Sure, you have a laptop.
I have my laptop sitting back on my desk. And now the new ones, the wearables.
That's the way it's going, right?
Yeah.
So speak to how this new version kind of crosses the platforms between devices.
Well, what they're trying to do is, and oh, by the way, it's going to be Android ready as well.
Great.
What it's doing is, for example, if you use it on the iPhone, then, or on the iPad, everything gets just a little bit bigger because we have fat fingers.
Right.
But let's say, for example, I call up, I'm looking at something on there, and your average American reads, you know, left to right, top down, because that's the way our English goes. And I'm looking at this going, well, but the column look at most is over here. I can now take my finger and move the column, sign out, I log back in, and it remembers that I did that last time I was in without having to contact my IT department or do anything other than a finger swipe. Then I've rearranged my desktop. So it now is conforms to the way I like to see the data without involving any IT. What kind of cost savings is that to a company? Not to mention, you know, it's cool. It's my app now.
So speak to the differences between 12.2.4 and 12.1.3.
12.1.3 is still a very viable release. Those are people that are on 12.1.3 will have support through 2019. But you're picking up some of the differences in the 12.2.4 is people have complained, it's more of a technology. People have complained, for example, every time I upgrade, every time I apply a patch, I've got to take my users down. And if you're in a manufacturing 24/7 environment, that's just not acceptable anymore. And doing upgrades saying I'm going to be down for 3 days, and they're going, really? Once you get to 12.2, any version of 12.2, then the amount of downtime is simply how long it takes to bounce your database. Because using the new technology, you're actually patching while the users are working. And as you do something here, it's applying that same change through the patch. And when you take the database down, it just simply says, okay, this is now the where you were patching. This is now production. This becomes the patch instance. And you start the cycle over. So, you know, so it's usually pretty easy to basically tell your manufacturing, okay, we're going to be down for 3 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. They can kind of stand that, but no more now when you do an upgrade or a major patch are you going to have to take your invite. We're going to go down on Thursday and maybe come up on Monday. Those days, once you get there, are gone. But for those that are scared, it is new technology, it, you know, and people aren't always hesitant to be the first to uptake it. Oracle does have 20 plus customers that are actually live on 12.2.4. My company, for example, was a beta test partner on it. We've got on 12.2. We had our 12.2 environment up and running in 5 days of when it released, and that's simply because we had to take a couple technology patches. But I like it. It's cool. We also have a 12.1.3 environment. Oracle has given the customers a choice. They are providing support 2019 for 12.1.3, 2021 for 12.2. The difference is extended support for 11i ends December 31st of this year.
After that, you're on your own, man.
Well, and it's not so much I've got a stable technology, it's still running. What happens if your hardware vendor comes along and says, I'm not supporting your operating system anymore? Windows has already announced a de-support for a lot of their software. So as of what, 2016, anything before, I believe it's IE11 will not be supported anymore. What happens if it doesn't, if you're, you know, if I can't use a browser? Are you kidding?
You can't. In today's business, and especially with the way technology changes, you can't afford to be have a product, or whether it be a software or hardware that's end of support. You can't.
And how do you pass your SOX compliance when you're running on unsupported software?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
So customers now are asking, which one should I upgrade to? And Oracle's actually provided a really nice white paper. If you go out to there's a 12.2 Information Center available from Oracle Support. The note number is 158-12-99.1. And off of that one, if you go down a little bit, there's a which should I upgrade to, 12.1 or 12.2? And it's a nice white paper that says, well, you know, 12.2 is always better because the new features will always come out there. This new user interface I'm talking about is a 12.2.4. It's not even just 12.2.3. It's a 12.2.4 thing. But if all your environment can stand as 12.1.3, that's good. And if you're already on 12.1.3, congratulations. You don't have to rush to 12.2.
You need to be thinking about it.
But you need to be thinking. Well, you've got 5 years, so you need to be thinking about it.
Well, that's about when you need to start planning nowadays, right?
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the other thing. If I was on 11i and hadn't started my project, my first word is start. The second one is if you can stand to go to 12.2, buy yourself the extra 2 years of support and pick up the next time I have to do an upgrade, I'm not going to make my users go down. The other thing is the mobile apps are, a lot of them will work with, if you patch your 11i environment, they'll work with 11i or 12, even 12.0 or 12.1 or 12.2. And if you want to know about more about the mobile apps, the main note on that one is 164.177.2.1. And as I said, they added 14 new apps yesterday.
So, Karen, before we wrap here, you have been managing and administering eBusiness Suite for over 24 years.
Correct.
And you have been on the board for OAUG for 17 of those.
Correct.
So, it takes a lot for you to get excited about something, right? I mean, you've seen the technology change. You've seen it move. You've seen different trends. Some survive. Some don't, right? So, what gets you the most excited about this? And part two of that question is, how does that fit into the OAUG world?
Well, what got me excited, just to give you an idea, the new, being able to run the apps on my iPad was exciting. The fact that they iconized it as opposed to, because I've got, I don't have fat fingers, but sitting there and walking through the menus like this, I never hit the right underline link.
Go back and
Absolutely. Okay. So I sit on the ATG Customer Advisory Board, and which is the Technology Customer Advisory Board. And we had our meeting on Saturday, and they stood up and they said, they showed the icons, and they said, well, it's available in 12.2.4. And I went, how? And they went, well, it's this profile option. It's you go to the framework profile option, and you choose framework simplified, and then it makes it display in the icons. And they went, this is like, we got out of the meeting about 9 o'clock. We all went down and sat in the lobby and talked to each other. So I got back to the hotel at 11 o'clock. I went and played.
Sure.
So it's exciting. And so now I can sit in meetings, if I've got internet, sitting in meetings with my little iPad and get my work done. So now it's not a matter of, does it work on my device? It's, do I have internet access?
And OAUG is a great place to get all this information from too, right? To have users support it and to share best practices when using, you know, 12, you know,
regardless of the release.
Support, right.
And, you know, we've got, if you're not a member of OAUG, you should join, because once you join, you have access to our conference paper database. You have access to our online e-learning sessions where the experts in the various areas are presenting how to make your experience with the Oracle eBusiness Suite better. And if, and in addition, we've got coming up next April, our Collaborate 15. And for those
Mandalay
of you,
Bay this year.
Yeah. And for those of you that still have a really cool idea and you've done something really, really special with the apps, the call for papers is still open. If your paper's accepted, it gets you a free admission into the conference. And we would really, really love to hear from, I've used the apps in a unique, different way. And if your company, by the way, has done something that is so credibly and unique, we even give an innovator award to companies who have,
cool,
using the standard functionality, done something special. So there's a lot to be done with OAUG. I strongly encourage everybody to mark their calendar for Collaborate. And again, if you've done something special, submit it as an abstract. Go out to the OAUG website and submit an abstract so that we can consider it as a paper.
Well, Karen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. It always is. We'll do it again sometime.
Okay. We'll see you at Collaborate.
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be awesome. I know. I can't wait. So this is Michael Lauer here for Shay Thomas. We'll be back in a little bit here at Oracle Open World 2014.